How you doing, everybody? God bless you all. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Time comes and goes. People come and go. Situations come and go. History comes and goes. So don't be too taken over by the headlines, because for the last 6,000 years, there's been headlines, and they turn to dust. But your soul doesn't turn to dust. No, your soul's eternal. We're told that the things of this world are temporal. All the things, all the worries, the good things, the bad things, the lots of money, little money, your kids, your wife, your neighbors, your enemies, all come and go. Yeah. Not trying to be cold, just trying to warn you. Don't make a God out of anything. The best way to love anybody is make a God out of God. Yes, He's our God. He's our everything. Today I'd like to talk about, you know, Lord tells us to meditate, and sometimes I like to put myself in the place of other people when I read the gospel. And I don't know, I've always thought Pontius Pilate was an interesting guy. He was the governor that the Jews gave Jesus to do the deed, or at least pass sentence, which is very interesting. You know, everybody has an Achilles tendon, a weak spot is what I'm getting at. It could be a weak spot in your heart. There might be a particular thing that triggers you. There might be a weak spot of temptation. No man has arrived, and without the Holy Spirit to even tame our tongue, we can't control our tongue. We could all have weak spots. And Pontius Pilate shows his weak spot. And I'd like to go into this a little bit. Pontius Pilate liked Jesus. Yeah, he did. He referred to him as King of the Jews. You know, we hear that Christ is King, Christ is King. Let me just go over in the Word. A few times it's mentioned, just in one chapter, maybe a chapter and a half. John 18. Verse 33, Pilate entered into the judgment hall and called Jesus and said to him, "Art thou King of the Jews?" Verse 39, "It is the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" Even the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." Chapter 19, verse 14. "And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he said unto the Jews, Behold your king." The next verse. "Away with him, with him, crucify him." This is what the crowds are yelling. "Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king?" King of the Jews. Pilate kept mentioning it. Pilate just could have said, "This guy's completely nuts." He didn't. He knew something was very, very special about Jesus. Let me read a few verses about Pilate. Verse 38, Pilate said unto him, he said this to Jesus, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, "I find him in him no fault at all." First time. This is Pilate to the Pharisees and the Jews. "I find no fault." Verse 19, chapter 19, verse 4. "Pilate therefore went forth and said unto them again, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Another time. Two more verses. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." And Pilate said unto them, "Take you him, and you crucify him, for I find no fault in him." Again. And this is along those same lines. Pilate had told Jesus, "You know, I have power to crucify you." And Jesus told him, "Thou could have no power at all against me, except were given from thee above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee has the greater sin." And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." That was Pontius Pilate's Achilles tendon. They mentioned Caesar's name. That was his Achilles. That was his weak spot. Caesar was his boss. And they knew, these evildoers knew that's how to get to him. I'll read that again. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." Here we go. When Pilate therefore heard that saying. That's the saying Pilate heard. "Thou art not Caesar's friend." That's what intimidated him. That's what knocked him out of common sense. Until then, "I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him." The Jews knew where to get him. The powers of darkness know where to try to tempt you. The powers of darkness may know your Achilles, but you're going to have to know that the Holy Spirit is behind you in every battle you're in. And I'm sorry for that little mess I had just 2 minutes ago. Spirit came on me. I couldn't help it. I'm not going to cut it out either. Trust me, it's not for theatrics either. But when Pilate therefore heard that saying, and that saying was, "Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar," he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat. And it was preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour, and he said unto Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" Then delivered he them therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and they led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. You know, again, when I read this stuff about Jesus and what they did to him, I get overtaken. And this is what your sin will do to him. Can't help it. Where they crucified him, hung him on the cross, man, drilled in his nails, and you're going, "Don't ever be ashamed of Jesus. There's no other way." Where they crucified him, and two others with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. Something happened to Pilate. He was intimidated. He gave Jesus over and said they crucified him. So they were already drilling the nails. And Pilate must have got a conviction. He came to his senses. He did something, but it says here, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And I believe he wrote it in person. I bet you he didn't even have someone do it. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And he tripled down on it. Because he wrote it in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. He found no fault in him. He found no fault in him. He found no fault in him. His Achilles tendon was, they mentioned, Caesar is our king. So when he heard that, he gave him over to be crucified. But as he was crucified, he just didn't go to grab a lunch. He just didn't turn his back. This man was something special. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And was the King, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And who are you now? Who are you now? Because Jesus' word is spirit. Romans 2, he is a Jew, where the word of God is written on his heart. And not in the flesh. Not of the law. You, Christian, are now the Jew. This was your king. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was close to the city. And it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. And here they came. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to the Pilate, do not write this, the King of the Jews. But he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered and said, I have written, I have written. What I have written, I have written. In other words, shut up. You're not going to make me retract this one. You know, the Lord tells us to pick up our cross now. Could be lust, sexual lust. It's everywhere. I mean, the fallen angels, first thing they went after was the women. Story hasn't changed. Every time Paul went somewhere, fornication and covetousness. Fornication and covetousness. Two big, massive snares. Before that is drunkenness, partying and reveling, which usually leads to fornication, greed, covetousness. We're in a battle. Just don't be a righteous man, guys. Be a man full of Jesus that leads you to righteousness. He is real. He lives in the hearts of men. He changes people's hearts. You must be reborn. If you don't know him as your personal savior, fall on your knees, scream out. You have a meditator that created the world. It's the man, Christ Jesus. He became a man. He was every bit flesh, but he was also conceived of the Holy Ghost, which means he wasn't of this planet. He was every bit God. But he'll release the Holy Spirit to you. He will give you a conscience in these last days. And it is the last day. And I can say that with extreme confidence. Particularly with the mixing of DNA. In other words, mankind will no longer be mankind. It'll be an offshoot. It won't be from Adam once the DNA has changed. And 8 children were born just last month with 3 DNAs from 3 biological partners. If they breed, that is not mankind no longer. So I know it's the last days. Stay in faith. Guard your mind. Live a righteous life. You will meet Jesus. Devils are real. If you have an Achilles tendon, don't try to fight it with your flesh nature. Cold showers aren't going to help. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to pulling down of strongholds. You might have a stronghold in your life. It might be a relative. It might be hatred. It might be bitterness. Someone's really ticked you off. You hear the name, you're triggered, you go nuts. You see TV, you see a little lust, you go nuts. Hey, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to pulling down of strongholds. So these strongholds that have you, it'll destroy them. Our weapons of our warfare. The helmet of salvation protects your head. Feet shod on the gospel. Breastplate of Jesus, which will protect you it'll make you righteous. The shield of faith to protect you. Faith, believing in Christ, not what you see, to protect you against all the fiery missiles of the evil one. Missiles, thoughts. Again, you're going to have to take every thought captive. Who knows what they're sending? Who knows what the technology is? Who knows what the frequencies are doing? You are going to literally have to take God's word serious. Don't worry about crazy thoughts coming in. Don't worry about where they came from. Just take them captive. If you know they're not of God, if they're an unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus, I put up the shield of faith against that thought. And I cast down that imagination and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against your knowledge, Lord. Your knowledge of love, your knowledge of forgiveness, your knowledge of walking righteously and not the way of this world. Well, God bless you, people. Stay and walk during these days. It's a fight, but through Christ, you're a winner. And amen.